Welcome to The Truth Is Funny, Ship Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, inspiring ship on Transformation Talk Radio, gracing the airways every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom, tales from the vector, and energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and empower you to ride the wave of infinite potential. Do you have a problem? It is never what you think it is. Logical questions require creative solutions. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Learn to identify the usual energetic suspects and major accomplices to unveil another layer preventing you from living your authentic desires. You are a blank canvas. You may as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call 1-800-930-2819.
Hi, good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're not live on Facebook again. I'm still on audio only. But I really wanted to make sure I did this show. I want to check in on my other Canadian family in BC. We're having a kind of a rough go here right now. It's challenging times. I'm just going to say to everybody, our number is 1-800-930-2819. We're having some issues with the call-in line, but you can call in and relay your message to Jessica, and they will give it to me, and I'll work on your issue. Or if you're in trouble and you need help, if you can't reach anyone, whatever, please, call in if you want shifting, or if you just need to talk to someone, or you actually need some physical help because you're trapped somewhere in the flood. So we have in Canada right now, we have a real dire situation because in our Trans-Canada Highway, which runs through Hope, which is sort of like it's a small town, or not really small, but small, and around that area, and then like you can go to the to Vancouver from there, and it's just been raining and raining, and if it wasn't raining, it was snowing, and they are expecting another ungodly amount of rain in that area again, and what happened is many people were trapped on either side of the highway. There was mudslides. A woman was killed in a mudslide. There is like people trapped all along. There is people living in, staying in Hope, like around 300 people stranded on the highway. The town of Hope was kind enough to take them in until, the road would maybe reopen. I was very, very fortunate. I have 100-year-old cedar tree, right, 15 feet from my house here. And it was like, I've lived here 10 years, and it was just like, whoa, it looked like it was like a dragon about to take off. It was just, I've never seen anything like it. And the power, like the wind was going 85 kilometers an hour, and like big gusts, and it was just like the power went out, and it was cold, and it was snowing. So I just wanted to say, it's just been a crazy time, and I just wanted to say that, I wanted to do this show and just, strengthen everybody, because at the same time, like, I was here by myself, and I was looking out the window, and I thought, what is that on the neighbor's roof? And, and I realized, oh God, I think it's a big tree, because she right next door to me. And I'm like, oh, and so I kind of just sort of sat and I tested it. And I was like, no, it's all like my trees are strong and they're safe. There's nothing like nobody was hurt there. And so I decided I may as well just go to sleep, because there's no heat. There's no, there's no light. There's no electricity. And then bang, bang, bang on the door. And it was this lovely neighbor from down the road. And he wanted to come check on me to make sure I was okay, and to warn me that not only did my neighbors have a big tree on their roof, but down the cul-de-sac, they also took out, I think there was a couple trees, and it took out their entire second floor pretty much. Luckily, nobody was injured or killed. And my neighbors next door were actually in Vancouver, trapped there. So they couldn't get home until they got a flight. And then one of them had to stay and drive once the highway came open. And it was just like just major chaos here. And I, you know, and we didn't have the flooding in Kelowna here. We had, you know, not in this area. So it's really challenging when it gets snowing and cold. Like, I was out there, I already filled one disposal bin with yard waste, and very fortunate I lost one 20-foot tree and I just cut it up. And but because I'm also like not at my physical 100% strength, oh, it was exhausting. And got the whole bin loaded up, a big disposal bin, and still have about a quarter of the yard to clean up, but it won't quit snowing. And I just wanted to give a big shout out and thank you to the a company. They call themselves Next Level, and they do house gutters, etc. And they came here yesterday, yeah, and they cleaned my gutters, or 2 days ago, they cleaned my gutters, they cleaned my windows, and did and cleaned the roofs off and checked everything. And on the one day of sunshine we had, or the afternoon, because it had rained that morning. And I just want to say thank you so much to them, because they took 4 big garbage bags of yard waste out of my gutters. It was just nuts. I've lived here 10 years, and my neighbor and I were saying, like, they've been there 12 and we've never seen anything like it. Just you're reminded of, you know, how powerful nature really, really is, how powerful nature truly is when things like this happen. And, you know, it was really weird, because I was like, you know, I just fell asleep and woke up when the power came on, and I had internet again and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I've been doing my best to connect. I've had a few people connecting with me that are a little bit in precarious situations. There are some unvaccinated people not allowed to use anything or go anywhere, and because they're not vaccinated, and then they'll get fined $5,000, I think, if they used public transport or something. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are here right now. So I'm like, you know, it's so dangerous. And so for people who, older people and people who have loved ones that are in wheelchairs, et cetera, and live in more, like Canada, there's some pretty remote areas. And so it just, you know, I just wanted to make sure that if there's anyone out there that's, you know, like wanting some energetic shifts around this, like, just call in and we'll see what, or if you actually need physical help, we'll help you out. I've talked to my relatives in Saskatchewan. They got the same winds. I have talked to my relative in Alberta. They got the winds, but they didn't get the flooding. And so today it looks like it's sunny now out. And that's what I want to strengthen, is just like, see what happens. And I've noticed this when I, at seminars, if we pull someone up to the front and I work on them, they will sometimes just start to cry. That's because they're letting go of a big part of themselves and that sentimental sadness. But it was really wild, because one time in Germany, when we were doing the seminar, I was working on this man, and when he cried, it just started pouring outside. And then he would laugh and the sun would come out. And then when he cried, it would pour rain. It was just crazy. Everybody in the room noticed. There was about 100 people there. And we were like, they were like, what is going on? And it's like, people, when I talk about your physical environment and how it can affect you, this is what I'm talking about. Like, we want to get everybody strong to where they are right now, and strong to staying calm. And then, you know, like, there's, and the less sort of fear there is that there's going to be more rain, the less likelihood that there's going to be more rain. people aren't aware of the power that of our thoughts. And so if we're focusing on thoughts on, oh my God, I hope it doesn't rain. Oh my God, I hope it doesn't rain. Oh my God, I hope it doesn't rain. You know, and there's like thousands of people doing that. It tends to make it rain, because the universe doesn't hear hope it doesn't. It hears rain. So we want to really strengthen that for everybody. Like when you're, let's all focus on the sun coming out. So I was like looking around my yard. I was thinking, oh, I have a yard that's very, according to my fence guy, a very, very big yard. I said, is it? And he goes, oh my God, yeah. And I'm like, I don't find it. It's a lot of work, but it's like something I take a lot of pleasure in doing. And so I shared the picture, and it's really hard to share. That's kind of like the skeleton of my dragon topiary. And what happened there is a 20-year-old cottonwood hedge there. And with the heavy snowstorm a couple of years ago, it just broke. And so I cut it to the ground. And when, as it started growing up, I decided, you know, I want to keep it a bit tamer. And I turned it into a dragon topiary. So what I mean by that, I pulled all the branches and I've tied them, and I made, took one of the bigger branches, and I have a wing that goes over the spring. And then I have a wing that goes the other way, and the tail isn't done yet. So it's hard to see in some ways that it's a dragon there. It has to grow one more year and then the whole thing will be full. And it'll become more obvious. My roof guys could see it was a dragon right away. So this, you know, I just wanted to share. It was so weird to look out in the morning and see like this huge tree just laying on my neighbor's roof, missed their chimney by a foot. And then seeing this like frail, fragile little dragon's wing just still there in 85 kilometer winds. And it's just like, wow. So, you know, I want to strengthen that. We can be like that dragon's wing. And even though like, oh my God, like when you have big trees like this and you have 85 kilometer winds and it's just pouring rain and then it turns to snow and then it goes black and the house is getting colder and colder. You're like taken right back to like basic survival mode. You know, that, and that's what a lot of people are in right now. So I just want to strengthen for all of us to remember that with after every storm, the sun does come out. The sun comes out and you are a blank canvas. You may as well paint a rainbow. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-930-2819. And we'll be right back after this short message.
One day, I arrived early to meet a friend for lunch. One of the wait staff welcomed me with a beautiful smile. It was everyday magic. We experience this kind of thing all the time, but it was magical because the smile made me feel happy and content. The Sanskrit word for smile is smitam. It means fully blossomed, fully bloomed and expanded, like an empty field suddenly full of spring flowers. In the same way, a bright smile given freely changes everything. It can warm the heart. It can reassure or inspire or uplift. It can bring joy or lift a burden. Try it for yourself. Smitam, a smile, and discover a little everyday magic. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover everyday uplifting magic together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? you, we created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're back. I'm just talking a little bit about what's happening here in Canada with the storm, like the actual natural storm. We also have a lot of other stuff going on, as you all do. And this is so funny because I've had intermittent internet this week, and I've avoided my computer because I didn't want to disrupt it to where I couldn't get it back on again. And I thought you guys had Thanksgiving last week, last weekend. So happy Thanksgiving coming up. And I'm so happy for you, those of you that will be able to get with your loved ones and be able to get with family. And I'm so happy for our producer here. It will be his first Thanksgiving with his family as husband and wife. And so I think that's really cool. I love to hear that people
Thank
are doing
you.
Really well out there also. Yeah. So what I just have to say, Jacob has produced a couple shows in the past for me, a few, and then he was gone for a while and he's back. And I just love your energy. I just want, he's just so proud to be married, and he just loves his wife so much, and she's the best thing in the world, and I'm just so happy to hear that from you.
Thanks so much, Colette. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's really, really good to see good things happen to good people. And so those are the things that really do matter in life. And it's just right now here, for me, I was talking to a few clients, about what's going on with them in different countries and that. And there's it's just so diverse. There's millions and millions and millions of people marching around the world which you won't see on regular news, protesting vaccine mandate or protesting whatever, most of them protesting mandate. But it's just so interesting, if you watch the politics in that in the United States and what's going on there and about, and I mentioned this in a previous show, and I really feel that it's important for Canadians to inform themselves. And I happened to across a video, The Fifth Estate, which is a very respected program, news program. I remember watching it for years. And October 14th or 17th, and it's talking about what happened here in Canada with the vaccine and how, you know, our government actually collaborated with the communist Chinese army military to make a vaccine here in Canada, $160 million for Canadian taxpayers. And we have never received any of the vaccines. Canada never did get the vaccine. And it's a very serious matter. And most Canadians are unaware of it because it's just not in the mainstream news. And so I feel that, check that out. I don't talk about the politics of what's going on very often, but I feel that as taxpayers here in Canada, if you're not aware of this, it would be good to look it up. And even if you're from another country, because it was just what? I was just floored by it. And it takes a lot for me to feel that way. Oh yeah, whatever. You get used to hearing different stories. So it's right now I'm talking to, a lot of people that, see, I like to build things, and I'm really excited because I'm talking to people, some of the people who can really see the opportunities being presented in these challenges. And then you talk to other people, and when you're being directly hit by it, it's very scary. And if you don't feel like you have anyone to turn to get advice, because no one really knows what to do in this situation. We haven't been through this before. So it's very important for people to remain very centered and stable. And like I said, I was looking you can't turn a negative into a positive. It's quantum physically impossible because we're made up of atoms. But what you can do is you can have a good attitude. And I've talked about that, but it's coming up again because, Stella and I had kind of a rough week, health-wise and, significant pain. And, early this morning I yelled at her and I was like, oh my God, I sat on the floor with her and rocked her like a baby. And we both, and I was just crying and apologizing to her for yelling at her. It wasn't her fault. I was just trying to get stuff done. And I was like, wow, like how easy it is just to, get thrown off base. And so, that's when I go and I sit and I just make myself sit and be quiet for a little bit and test everything, calm down, get grounded. And then, okay, back at it. And she's purring away now. She's eating her raw chicken breakfast here. So, she's a very forgiving cat, but she was being very uncooperative and she knew it also. So the thing is, what I'm saying is we're all going to have moments where we might feel like, and people are talking about this, where they're just being overcome with emotion and just like feel like everything's over and so much despair. And I found it kind of interesting, isn't it, that so many people were rescued on the highway and taken to a town called Hope. Thought, oh, And then when the next morning when I was looking around at the yard and I looked out the window of my kitchen window, I realized, oh my God, now that there was a crane out there down at the end of the block lifting the big trees off the neighbor's house it took out their entire second floor. And now, well, it didn't take, like, it's the second floor is there. It just sort of took the roof out of it. And then, but they had to remove some very large trees that had fallen on it. And I think a couple unstable ones. And I have a mountain view from my kitchen window and from my patio now. And then when my neighbors did get home and they got the tree guys there, we were so happy they didn't have any significant damage to their roof. Their new chimney was missed. But they had to take two trees out, not just like the one that fell on the roof. Cause these trees are 80 feet high. Right. And it was leaning. And now if I go out to my patio, I have a mountain view from my patio. I'm like, what? And I haven't lost any privacy that I didn't already lose from the development across the street. And I thought, wow, like, it's just like so weird, like to go out in my yard now and to look over and there's the mountains, like with snow on them. Like I have a view of the valley from my backyard, but now I have a mountain view. And I was like, I wouldn't wish for any trees to fall on anyone's house by any means. But for me, it's interesting. I ended up with a dragon's wing and a mountain view. So it's just like, I've lived here 10 years, and for those trees just to all of a sudden be gone, and you realize, wow, like how much change from things that you sort of, you walk outside, you expect your yard to look the same, like basically. And so it's just like all around the world, it's like that. And that's what a lot of people are telling me. So, we want to really get into place because like this is also significant, is there are a lot of astrological influences right now that are significantly pushing things. And because we just had a full moon, and full moons they're an amazing time to let go. But the full moon in Scorpio is about hidden secrets coming out. And so there's a lot of kind of energy around that full moon that is like releasing the old by kind of like purging all the lies, you know, out, all hidden secrets. And it's a very powerful moon, because there was a partial lunar eclipse at the same time, which means that, you know, the moon was like not able to be seen for part of it. And then I believe on the new moon on December 4th, we will have a full lunar eclipse. And so at this time, it's kind of like in the zodiac, it would be like Libra energy, which is kind of like Libra energy in the zodiac is when you're mature enough to get married. And basically that you're responsible and you take responsibility for your actions. And, you know, generally if you start to have children, then you know what it's like if you start to have children. Many times you have to put your children's needs before your own. So especially when they're really young. So just strengthening that for everybody, like that, you know, we're all mature adults now. And because a lot, like when storms come up like that, a lot of hidden fears from when people were children and they were scared, became very scared in a storm. And that just was never, or sometimes what'll happen is the parents are afraid of storms. And if a parent is afraid of the storm, they'll inadvertently make their children even more afraid of the storm as well. So we just want to strengthen that for all the parents out there right now too, like just keeping like a strong inner balance. So you're not like me and yelling at your cat in the morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short message.
Start shifting possibilities into probabilities with Colette Marie Steffen through her Energetic Upgrade online programs and personal consultations. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Are you ready to get your shift together? Book a 45-minute Energetic Upgrade session with Colette and check out all the Energetic Upgrade programs at thetruthisfunny.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
To shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I guess I should mention also, if you're wanting to learn how to stay balanced, my new Baby Steps program is out, and you can look that up in the energetic upgrade part of my website. And also, the Be Irresistible Face Yoga, the program is almost in place in the back end, because I'm doing, what I wanted to do is have people take my self-care journey with me. But then when I realized in April that I was actually very ill, I didn't want to put everybody in that. So I'm just waiting to 100% have this purged, and then I'm going to start doing the face yoga again. And I'm really excited about it, because I have the plug in now and unplug. And so the plug in is to get ready for your day. I'm on every level, on the body, soul, and spirit level. And so feeding that before you go out the door. And then also feeling like it, I just love face yoga. It's just amazing to me. And it literally did save my life, because it was because of face yoga that I found out that I had this parasite from using the acupressure points and this, et cetera. So, and speaking of that also, I just want to say a really huge thank you to my clients and all and students all around the world who have been so loving to me. And I finally made it on social media in between this, and showed I was doing a radio show on my personal page, and saw so many messages of people asking me, how am I, and is there anything they can do for me, and I just, it makes me want to cry. I just feel so blessed to connect with all of you. And I am doing personal consultations. I have the 15-minute Get Your Shift Together. And you can do that. If you sign up for my newsletter, you automatically join my club. And you can you have access to Get Your Shift Together for just a 15-minute quick, I need you to test this. Really good for you if you're purchasing property, a house, whatever, changing jobs, just met the person of your life, et cetera. So just wanting, can you test this? Can you test that? I'm not neutral. And then I also do 45-minute consultations now. And I'm really, really happy to connect with all of you in that way also. The European clients, I use Zoom. And no audio, so you don't have to worry about how you look or whatever. And I also do phone calls here in North America. So I just thought I'd let people know that that's what's going on with me. I'll let you know when the Be Irresistible is ready. Sorry, I just need to have a sip of water here. And I was talking before about when parents can stay really centered and grounded, it really empowers their children to also do the same. So I just want to strengthen that for everybody, that, you know, if you just put some energy into your spine right now, and we just want to strengthen 100% infinite potential. And you can even start from your tailbone. And the thing is, a lot of times when people are in fear, they'll tuck their tail under, like you'll see a dog do. So we want to untuck the tail, because it makes a huge difference. And the other, one thing that people don't realize is that how much their vision from your eyes changes your posture. And how much your posture changes your eyes, like your ability to see things clearly. So when people have their tailbone tucked under, it changes their line of vision. And so that's coming up for some people. We're just going to strengthen that for you, like that. You can look out at the world and without fear, basically. As I said, when I walk out into my backyard now, I'm like, whoa, is it ever sunny out here? And it's because those two trees are gone. they were huge, you know, like big, big trees. And it's like, it's kind of like, I like it, but I kind of don't like it because it's different and I wasn't expecting it. And it's like, I wasn't anticipating. And then when I saw the mountains, I was like, cool. So it's kind of, sometimes you have to like, sometimes people can be bothered by change that isn't bad, because we have a lot, we have a tendency as human beings to notice change when it's not for better. And we don't notice change as easily because it's like when things are going well. So we might have small changes that happened and in our lives, and we haven't even realized yet how much they've improved our lives because our perception can be slow. And so just realizing that in a dual society, no matter what happens, we in a duality on the other end, even in the worst case scenario, there has to be some good in it. It's kind of like the yin-yang symbol. We have the black and we have the white, and then we have a drop of white in the black, and we have a drop of black in the white. We have the sun, we have the moon. And so that's why when we have these eclipses, it really affects people's moods. And when it's on a full moon in Scorpio, like Scorpio's like energy is very mysterious to begin with. And so that's why we're starting to see like Libra energy, like as I said, is about balance. It's about a lot of time, you know, it shows the scales of justice also. And so at a time astrologically when we have a lunar eclipse, that means that all that was hidden by that, you know, moon energy, that mysterious Scorpio energy comes out, bang, like that, and the sun comes out. And it enlightens us. It shows us when the sun comes out after the storm. It shows us, look at this. Open up your eyes and see what is going on. And so it's really important to recognize that we are at that season. And that's why, you know, we're starting to hear some of the truths coming out around the world about what's really happening in the world right now. And these truths are just coming out. There's no stopping the truth. And there just is no stopping the truth. A lot of times people think, oh, the truth never comes out. The truth always comes out, but it's always like in a matter of time. And so each person sort of holds their own truth within themselves, the truth of who you are, the truth of, you know, how you want to live, what your lifestyle, et cetera. We want to strengthen everybody to be able to feel like they can allow themselves to expose their true self. Because I'll tell you what, I've taught this, how I do energy work to other people, but everybody's going to do it in their own way. And out of all the people, I don't know how many people, like lots and lots, like thousands, at least 2,000, I'm getting more than. And it's like, of those people that I've shared this information with, you know, there's only like 22 people out of all those people that have used it in a negative manner. And yet, like, I mean, in a way that they were using it for, not good. And there's a lot of other people out there that have improved their situations in their families, etc. And it's very subtle. And it's just like, it's basically because you're allowing yourself to shut off your subconscious mind, which holds all those, oh, I'm not smart enough. I'm not, you know, I'm the, like when we're a young child, quite often we get labeled, oh, she's the smart one. She's the beautiful one. She's the crazy one. He's like the, going to be an athlete and he's going to be a doctor. And our subconscious mind is made up of all of the people around us as we're growing up and who they tell us we are. And also by our physical environment, our schooling, And so I think about these children right now, how their subconscious mind has been formed. Most people use their subconscious mind about 95% of the time, and especially when they're triggered and stressed out. So that's why what we want to do is we want to ask ourselves, like, which mind are you using? Are you just reacting, or are you responding as an adult, mature in this Libra energy to the chaos around us? If you're the eye of the storm and you remain centered, then your children, your pets, you know, maybe even your neighbors, your friends and your family, you can share that piece of calm with them, like that calm state with people. And then people will be able to stop for a second and recognize, oh, well, I could try this, you know, or not try it, but I could do it this way and see where that takes me. They'll start to see openings in a field of impossibilities. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
This is it. The energy of heart to heart, mind to mind, love to love. These are the questions that people have and rarely state. When we have an internal transformation and we see things differently, what does it mean to step into the full nature of being a spiritual being? How am I to be? This is it. Every day, you have to do something outrageously positive. It is so absolutely relevant because what I've seen in humanity, despite what's in the headlines, I'm so struck by the heroes that have come forward. I'm just absolutely in awe. The idea generators and superheroes. All of you, you are the best listening audience in the world, and we are bringing it in 2021.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit ChampionYourLife.com and let's do this together.
God, Where Are You? It's Me is a book that will inspire you, uplift you, and motivate you into pushing through the darkness to find the light. How to connect back to the God of your understanding when you feel all is lost. It will inspire you to keep expanding into the next level of life's journey and remind you that you are not forgotten. If life's struggles make you feel disconnected or left behind, and you just do not know where to turn anymore, this book is for you. Explore how simple life tools can last a lifetime when navigating through new territories. With each page, prepare to have your energy shifted and prepare to unlock the secrets within. If you're interested in reading this amazing book, God, Where Are You? It's Me. Visit us at TracyLClark.com and tune in to The Tracy L. Clark Show as featured on Transformation Talk Radio.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I was just talking a little bit about getting centered in the storm so that you can be the mature one, the responsible one, and also holding that space for other people. Like, I thought it was so cool. Like, I've lived here 10 years and that my neighbor came and checked on me like that. Like, I thought that was really cool of him. And, you know, you don't even, you know, we say hi to each other and that, but I honestly didn't know his name because he's a few doors down. But just knowing that, you know, there's really good people out there. Like, most people are so good. And we don't hear about the good so much as the bad, but we don't want to be in a place where it always has to be good, because we need the bad so we know what good is. And for a lot of people out there right now, you know, there's arguing and that, like, there's just so much of that. And yet we have Thanksgiving coming up in the U.S. and it's just like, I can just feel like how, you know, if families can get together and regroup and be able to, be with each other again, that's what I extend to all of you. I hope I'm just energetically sending you all a big hug, that, you know, you get to see who you want to see, and, that you are free to do so, and that, you know, everybody's healthy, and that everybody is, like, strong to getting, back on their feet and moving forward. That's what we need. We need to focus on the sun, like, when the sun comes out, because, like, the sun's out here, and I haven't seen the sun, you know, like, more than, like, twice, 2 days in a week here. And so the first thing I'll do when I get off the radio show is go out in the sun and probably start raking some more. And it just feels so good when, you know, you can feel that, oh, okay, there's this enlightenment coming in, and it allows you to have a better attitude to, like, when your attitude is stronger, which your attitude is kind of dependent on where you feel you are in, on what level you're at as far as survival. And so if you feel safe, then as soon as a person feels like they have some safety, then they can move forward into like making strong choices. But if you are making choices from a place where you're really, really terrified, and this is what's coming up, and I'll next week, I think, yeah, I'll talk a little bit more about this, but how, you know, there's only like five really main traumas when you break them down. But if those get triggered, like in a storm, which is really common, and you'll see this with animals also, like if they've had a bad experience in a storm, then the next time there's a storm, they have another bad experience. And then those two bad experiences add up to the third bad experience, and it goes on like that. And it builds to the point where, people or an animal cannot function because they're so terrified. And so what we want to do is we want to, you know, make sure you're not walking around with your tailbone tucked under, like in fear. And just like when you, like, a lot of people, when I tell them this, they're like, oh man, I didn't even notice that. Because energetically we do have, that tail extending. And so we want to strengthen that. It's not that we're strong, and we use it more for our tailbone, like a rudder, not like tucked under. As soon as you tuck your tailbone under, it changes your point of vision to be looking down more than up. And that causes, when people look down, it causes posture problems, and it also causes kind of like an effect of not seeing things over the horizon. And people aren't aware of this sometimes, of how much they're affected, as I said, the eyes to their posture, and how much. And so also what's coming up, I'm just energetically shifting this for people, is the sternum. The sternum is, you know, that bone in front of, like, that covers your heart, like connects your ribs. And your sternum, if your sternum is like not in a strong posture, then it will pull on the tailbone energetically, and vice versa. And so when people's tailbone are tucked under, quite often it really affects their breathing. And so we just want to get everybody strong to that, like, just, you know, recognizing, because a lot of times when psychosomatically, when people are in a lot of fear, they walk around or even sit with their shoulders up close to their ears. And that's kind of like a turtle effect. Turtles, when they get afraid, they go in their shell and then, you know, they'll poke their head out, but like not very far. So when people are holding their shoulders up around their ears, it means that they are having like it's not just uncomfortable. They're a fear. It's a thing that people do when they're in fear. And so, and I've noticed like a lot of people do that anyway, but these days when all of this is happening, if your shoulders are up around your ears all day and you don't notice, it's going to have a tremendous effect on your mood, tremendous. So just what I'm saying is just start being really aware of, you know, how your posture is, and you'll notice like if your outlook on the world is brighter, that automatically your posture changes and your posture starts to support you. And so the sternum and the tailbone are very intimately connected. And so I'm just correcting them back and forth for people that there's tilting or whatever. And we're just going to strengthen that. And with the sun coming out, we're just going to strengthen for the sun to go all the way through Fraser Valley. And like just as fast as, you know, if you've noticed this, the weather reports are often wrong. And so let's strengthen for just a lot of sun going that way. If everybody thinks about, you know, the Fraser Valley as sunny and warm and the clouds dissipating, and picture it like that instead of going online and, oh my God, the water. You have to go and find out what's happening in the world, but you don't have to muck about in the mire of it. Like, you don't have to be like in fear because of what's happening around you in the world. But you need to understand what is happening to you around the world to be able to make a strong, responsible choices that will empower you and your family at this time. And so, you know, that's kind of like something that people can really notice. Another thing is, if you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, it automatically connects you to your governing channel, which is the channel in the front of your body, in meridians. And it allows you to automatically be connected to source energy. And you'll feel it. If you straighten out your spine and you untuck your tailbone and you drop your shoulders, and then you can breathe easier right away, and then put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, you'll automatically feel stronger. And so that's something that people can do when you're in a storm and, you know, or in a situation where you're in fear, is just do that. And then physically your body will support you to be able to make strong choices at times when you're really triggered. And so, because when we react, and we react or overreact or really cause a situation to be even worse, quite often what happens is, you know, anxiety and joy are two, like the chemical reaction are very, very similar between anxiety and, you know, joy, ecstasy, excitement. And it's only your attitude that will change that chemical reaction to either being more anxious or being excited about life again or joyful, etc. So thank you for listening in. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and we'll be back next Wednesday, hopefully on Facebook Live. We'll see. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, gracing the airwaves every Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom from her book, The Truth is Funny, and 3-card consultations from Tales of the Vector Oracle. Colette has poured 14 years of energetic upgrades into this deck, and we can all predict what will happen if you continue in your wonton ways. Check out how you can become an official modern-day dragon sayer by visiting thetruthisfunny.com. Energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and power you to ride the wave of infinite potential. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call in next week. 1-800-930-2819.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.